As soon as the symptoms of his liberation were manifest, he saw a very beautiful airplane coming down from the sky, as if the full moon were coming down, illuminating all 10 directions. In the plane, he saw 2 very beautiful personalities with 4 arms and a blackish luster. Realizing that they were servants of Lord Vishnu, Dhruva Maharaj immediately stood up. Being puzzled, however, he forgot how to receive the Vishnu dutas in the proper way. Therefore, he very humbly offered obeisances and chanted the holy names of the Lord.
Dear Maharaj, Padramte,
please listen to what we're about to say. When you were 5 years old, you pleased the Lord by your self-control. Therefore you're worthy to aboard this Vimana sent by the Lord. As Lord Shri Vishnu's representatives, we have come to bring you back home with us, back to Vishnu Loka, as by your austerity you have earned for what which great rishis and devas yearn. Please come. You are welcome to live there. Eternally.
Dhruva Maharaj took his bath, performed his daily spiritual duties, and offered his obeisances to the sages and accepted their blessings. Before getting aboard, while circumambulating the airplane and offering obeisances to the Vishnu Dutas, it became as brilliant and illuminating as molten gold. When attempting to get on the transcendental plane, he saw Death personified approaching to offer him his obeisances. And by placing his feet on the head of Death, he got up on the Vimana, whilst kettle drums resounded in the sky, and the Gandharvas began to sing, and the demigods showered flowers like torrents of rain. The Vishnu Dutas could understand his mind and showed him that Suniti was going forward in another Viman. Passing through space, Dhruva Maharaj saw all the planets of the solar system. After surpassing the planetary system of the 7 great sages, he achieved the transcendental situation of permanent life on the planet of Lord Vishnu known as the Pole Star, which is unceasingly circumambulated by all the luminaries within the universal sky.